Good morning, WSU 202. WSCU 202, good morning.
WSHF 567, you got a copy? This is WRWB 49. WSHF 567, you copy? This is WRWB 49. Negative copy on WSHF 567. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WRWB 489,
and we're standing by. WSCU 202. WSCU 202, good afternoon. WSCU 202, and we're getting down. Good afternoon.
WRNW 329, we're monitoring.
Good afternoon, Hunchem. WRWB 49.
Hey, how's it going this afternoon? How you doing?
Doing all right. Just out closing around, heading back to work.
All right, I copy that. Yeah, I was supposed to go in today, but I thought about it all night, and then this morning I was like, well, I'll just take a weekend off. I need the body needs a recharge.
Yeah, I hear you. I know there's days when I'm like, oh, do I want to go in or not? But got to do it.
Oh, yeah, well, they don't get paid if you don't go to work, that's for sure. And the bills come every time, same time every month. They don't stop. What's the road conditions like out there? They're not getting slick, are they? We're getting a little wet snow coming down.
Just around the corner from you, and it doesn't look too bad. I mean, it's just, you know, wet, but not with my flurries, but nothing's sticking.
All right, copy that. Oh, that's good. If temperatures drop, then it'll probably get a little icy, maybe this evening. Who knows? I never checked the weather, but...
Right now I'm just heading east on 16 mile here. Yeah, it doesn't look too bad. I mean, it really isn't. But yeah, the temperature starts dropping, man. Ooh.
Well, it's not too bad. It's cool, but it's not too bad. I'm not sure where we're at on temperature. Guessing about 35 degrees, I'm not sure. Or close to it.
On the mark.
What was that?
Right on the mark, 35 degrees. That's what it says in my calendar right now.
I guess I'm pretty accurate, Dan. I was just a guess. Okay, sounds good. Probably more than likely when at 5, 6 o'clock the sun starts to get dark, definitely going to drop. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, we ain't got to hold up the line here. I figured I'd jump out there and see who was out there. I'm in laundry mode right now, doing a little laundry. So I figured I'd jump on the radio right quick and see who was out there.
I'm here, you're here, and, yeah, I don't know, there might be somebody else out there, who knows. All right, well, it's good talking to you. I guess I'll take a standby here and see who else is here. WRWB, 49, I'll be standby.
Okay, man, nice talking to you. Maybe we'll catch you in a bit. I'll be out here listening anyway. Just doing a little bit of work around here. Catch you a little later. WRNW329, clear and listening for now.
Intelligent, isn't it, Mike?
Very intelligent, yeah. But if you call those people out for what they do, they scream.
Yeah, well.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, for sure. I'm not far from where I'm heading here. I figured I'd jump in here for a minute or two. Anyways, good afternoon.
This morning I was informed to get my head on my keister and stop listening to all the, you know, the people that track other people down because they don't know what they're doing.
Oh, no. We know what we're doing. Sorry, I've been in this game too long. The thing they do is need to come up with better lies. If there is such a thing.
Check their drawers and the residual, you know, see what's in there.
I'm heading to a place, I'm not sure if it's open. They say they're open, but I guess I want to find out. I could have called, but hey, what fun is that?
Speaking of places, I was at the Tropicana not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, that's a good restaurant. It used to be something else. We talked about that before a while ago. I forget what they called it back then. I think it was the Tropicana. It's something else now, right?
Yeah, but yeah, it was packed, too. I'm like, man, a lot of people in here.
Right, there you go. All right, see that? Nobody updates their Yelp thing as far as their hours go. Not open. And it said it was updated 4 weeks ago. Never believe the internet or some of the people on here.
Running around like a lost puppy with his head cut off.
What are you doing?
What's going on? Here's John.
Just sitting around the house here. What Jimmy Binion used to say, just sitting around waiting to die.
Yeah, he eventually did. You probably don't want to say that.
Well, we're all going to eventually. What's going on, Mike?
Oh, there's, you know, crap oops. You know, people have heart attacks. I've seen basketball players in their prime drop dead on the court.
On the court?
Yeah, there was a guy back, I don't know, 80s or early 90s. His name Reggie White or something. I forget, it's been that long ago. Yeah, I think he dropped dead on the court. Hey, look at that one, the football player that got hit and dropped. He almost died. They brought him back. I mean, that's about as close as you can get going to the edge.
Yep. Well, go ahead, Mike.
Mike?
Yeah, anyway. Now, my dad went to school with somebody. He was one of those ultra ego, you know, health nuts, and he was doing like a few laps on the track over there at South Macomb, and before you know it, boom, his heart exploded. The guy never smoked, never drank. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'll see, there you go. Happens every day, unfortunately.
Well, Paul, what do you got going on?
I'll tell you in a little bit.
What, on Discord?
Yeah, or across from the big boy dinner table.
Oh, there you go. Big boy. Hey, I heard there's a really nice picture up on the wall there.
That's what I hear. But, hey, what do I know?
And I went to Big Boy was just here, what, about a month ago? Man, their breakfast buffet stinks.
Well, it's not the same restaurant anymore, and that's the problem. The name lives on, but it's not the same place.
Not the same place. Yeah, I went to that one there in Grilling. No, Gaylord. I'm sorry, Gaylord's. Ooh, yeah. And then here's my brother-in-law, you know, he's chowing down on one of those, signature Big Boy burgers, and he's like, oh, man, this is really good. I'm like, yeah, shut up, you know. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a great story about the Big Boys up in Gaylord. So, many, many moons ago, a guy I went to high school with worked for Big Boys, and he worked right out of that warehouse at 10 and Ryan, I believe it's 10 and Ryan. Anyways, they needed to make an emergency delivery up to Gaylord, and it was in the middle of winter. He couldn't drive a semi. They had nobody to go, so they packed up a van, and he said, you want to go for the drive? And we went for the drive. This is probably early 80s, I'm guessing, 83, 82, somewhere in there. Yeah, that's when I first learned that the Slim Jim sandwiches were pre-assembled at 10 and Ryan. The only thing they did was toasted the roll and the lettuce and tomato and fried it up, you know, there. But the bread, the cheese, the meat, pre-assembled right there at 10 and Ryan.
I know that.
Well, now you do. And then, a long time ago, don't ask me when, but they used to make the soup and package it up there. See, that was Elias's brother's big claim to fame, right? They would sell franchise and they had to buy their products, so it was all done right there at 10 and Ryan. Some of their products, anyway, it's most of it. And somebody fell in the big mixing bowl, you know, for the soup, and got chopped up in there. So, that... Think about that next time you eat Big Boy soup.
Man.
Trying to put Chunky's out of business.
Well, I'm back. I was just on the phone. I got a quick phone call, so I'm back. Okay. Well, go ahead. Go ahead and do what?
Anything you want.
Anything?
Oh, you got the jammers in there. I think it's a work day or something.
Yep. They're in there. They're trying.
Oh, it never fails, right? They love you so much for turning Japanese.
Drop what you're doing in your life and go look for somebody because you're thinking about them and now you have to search them out to antagonize them.
And then say that in your head.
Yeah, we're always thinking about them, but they're the ones that come looking for us.
Fact. Mike?
If I'm not mistaken, the one guy, they call him Shorty because he has a second belly button.
I don't know. I just, you know, he's been caught doing it more than once. And as of very recently one morning, so, as in yesterday morning, so, and before that a while ago, so, they can lie all they want, they can act like they're in court all they want and tell lies, anyways, we're still on the... T-minus an hour and 15, right?
Yes, we are. Not a problem. All right.
By getting back to Big Boy. That one, like, follow the franchise of...
They're kind of wiping you out there a little bit, Mike.
Yeah. Is that the one that didn't go to Big Boy?
Big Boy's got a bad back. What?
So that's the one that didn't go to Big Boy, isn't it?
I won't say. All right, Mike. So that was meeting time, correct? Meeting time, correct?
Yeah. Getting close.
All right.
Gonna meet up at the Big Boy?
Yeah, the Big Boy with the bad neck. You know, every time you say Big Boy, I'm going to say that.
Well, a lot of them are big boys.
Yeah, that restaurant just isn't any good.
Well, it certainly is different now. It's still okay. You just have to just not compare it to what you used to know. Start new memories. Quit living in the past.
Yeah, well, the products aren't exactly made the same way. So I remember when you used to get a strawberry Belgian waffle, and they used to put whole strawberries on them.
Yeah, well, just because the name's the same doesn't mean that, you know, the products are the same. I mean, hell, look at an electric Ford Mustang. Look at a Maverick. A Maverick was a small economy car. Now it's a pickup truck.
Yeah, well.
WRUZ935.
Yep, WSHM738.
I saw there was some pretty big snowflakes coming down earlier.
Yeah, when I started heading up, they just started coming down, and as I was heading out to where I was trying to get to, was actually snowing pretty good. Not so much now, though.
Yeah, you must have other running around you're doing prior to the big boy.
Yeah, you know, I was just looking to dump $2,700, that's all. So, hey, them being closed did me a favor. And the thing is, I didn't know this place was local. I was doing some research, and I'm like, really? I gotta go there.
There you go. $2,700. Would you do buy some accessories for your girl's Jeep? That's funny.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter what I would buy. Even if it's something they desired to buy and expressed it for years, but they couldn't afford it. If I bought one, they'd find something to say about it. I can guarantee you that.
Well, there's one thing I can say about it, Paul.
It's paid off, so it's rent-free?
No, it's still running.
It is still running. Fact. Another fact.
Facts aren't always something that's, you know, accepted very well. You know, many time people, they don't want to face the facts because... How is that said? You can't handle the truth.
It's all right. Doesn't change the fact that it's a fact.
Yeah, I remember when one party actually said something about, well, we choose to observe alternative facts.
Oh, okay. Well...
So if it's an alternative fact, that means it's something that is alternative to a fact, which means that it's not a fact, which means it's a lie.
Yeah, okay, well, I guess that place is no longer open anymore. Not related to what I was out doing, but I think I'm just gonna, like, go now, and I'll stop and get coffee somewhere and chill out for a bit, I guess, because I don't want to go all the way back home when I'm already on a road I need to be on.
Ah, fine business. You'll have to send me on Discord which place.
Yeah, you might as well head out. We'll go get some coffee. We'll talk shop. We'll talk about that $2,700 device. and whatever. It's not like you're doing anything anyways.
Well, that's right. That's right. So, all right, I'll catch up with you in a few.
All right. VSHM-738.
WRUZ 935.
Now I'm back. WRWB 49.
Oh, go ahead there, Mike.
Yeah, I'm still here. I had a left.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, I was close to a family radio service radio. They were QRMing you, Mike. My goodness, they're even paying those people to do it now.
They just don't stop at nothing, do they? You're that bored, huh?
I was just, you know, you drive around, you soon run into some of those people on this frequency, and you get kind of close to them, so it takes the repeater out.
Yes, there's, I think, Dick 40 is up here at 43 in Gratiot. They use the same frequency as the repeater, or close to it, and every now and then, you'll hear them taking employees and getting price cuts and stuff like that.
That's because they're all shared frequencies, so that happens occasionally. A couple of schools, you know, use them, and businesses, this, that, and the other thing, so. You know, they're short-lived because they're low-powered, so. You know. When they are on and the repeater's going, it doesn't stop it. Doesn't interfere with it long, you know. Unless you're parked right there.
One that used to interfere was Lakeside Mall Security. Their repeater was the same CL tone, same frequency, and it was always, you know, interfering with the 575.
Well, they don't have to worry about that anymore.
Another Kaufman mall being demolished.
Yeah, what time you gotta work till?
Just till 7 o'clock. Today it's like split up, so just till 7, and I'll be done.
Okay. Geez, I don't even know if John, I don't know if we ever decided on a place to go yet. Well, I hope he checks in.
There's always Cirros there on, what is it, 12 Mile and, what was that,
John R? Yeah, no. Now we're doing something a little better than that.
There's always Terry's and a Blue Goose.
Not a bar guy.
I don't care about the drink.
I was just at Terry's Terrace there after many years, just a couple years ago. And I don't know, it was just okay. I think they had fonder memories of it back in the 80s or whatever.
That's owned by two guys, you know.
Okay. Let me guess, is one of their names Terry?
No, but every now and then one plays top and the other one plays bottom. And you get my drift.
Yeah, it's probably too much information for out here, Mike, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah, that's loaded.
You have to be tolerant of others, Mike, and, but you never have to be tolerant of jammers.
thought being tolerant out here wasn't so prevalent. I mean, considering what we've heard before. Anyway, yeah, right, there's always, what's the other place? Luigi. That's always good. I've been there, you know, many a time. There's that Jefferson's house. That's pretty good, too.
Yeah, no, it is really good food. The problem is if you go on like a Friday night or a Saturday night, the place is so small. I mean, that's, the food is great, just the place is small.
Restaurant up this way, it's called Little Camilla's. It's like connected to the Bell Force there on County Line over in Casco. What's on the Casco site? Not Richmond. I think that's either Richmond or, no, I think Lennox. One of the, but anyway, as you're going, you know, it's just past like 28 or 29 County Line. You know, they got some fine dining in there.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't get up that way too often. I've golfed up there before, but normal, it's not my normal travels, that area. Hi, John, are you mobile yet? Oh, that's him calling, and I'll be right back to WSHM 738.
WSHM 49, we'll be standing by.
WRUV935 mobile.
Yeah, what's going on? I guess you're heading off to get some coffee.
Yep, sounds good. Let's see what's going on.
Like that place, you know, after 2 a.m., Linda's place, you get coffee and a burger. But it's gone now.
All right, I was adjusting my volume. It's a pain in the neck on this thing. I wish there was a knob.
Yeah. No, I was saying that I used to like to go to that restaurant at the 2 a.m. called Linda's Place. They're at 9 Mile and, what is it, was it Harper or Jefferson? I can't remember.
Oh, that's, yeah, 9 and Harper. Yeah, I think that's, is it a smoke shop now or something?
Now, but before it used to be a, you know, yeah, it's kind of sad, man. You know, it was cool, you know, going there at 2 a.m., get a coffee, a burger. Yeah, that's no longer. Then they had that sister store there at Procter and Jefferson there, right by the speedway there.
Procter and Jefferson. Oh, okay. All right. I remember that place. Yep.
It used to be a bank, and then Linda bought it, and then it became Linda's place for like the longest time. And then Speedway wanted the property when they wanted to expand and build a new gas station, so they bought her out and tore it down.
Yeah, when you said Linda's, I was thinking of that place at 9 and Harper. On the, what would that be, the northwest corner. I think that was a Linda's, you know, Coney Island or something like that.
That was the other sister store. That was the other Linda's place. They had two.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same name, just a different Linda.
As far as I know, they were owned by the same family.
Okay, well, I've been to both of them. So, used to be down there around Crocker and Jefferson quite a bit, but not anymore.
Well, anyway, I'm going to jump off here and go ahead inside and back to work.
As this radio started doing something, I think maybe I turned on the FM radio or something on the receiver of this thing. So once the squelch drops, next thing you know, sounds like I can hear some faint music, like I'm on a tuned off of a radio station or something coming in through the this radio. I don't know. Probably changed something when I was trying to turn the volume up. You got to go into the menu to turn the volume up and down on this thing. It's a pain in the neck. Hard to do while you're driving. So anyway, I'll catch up with you later, Mike. WRUZ 935 Mobile.
We'll catch you later, and we'll let Mr. Paletus out there tend to his backside.
B-22. Once a second tier, always a second tier.
WB-49, and we're standing by.
What's happening, Mike? We are UZ935.
Nothing much, just get out of work here and I'm done for the day and I'm gonna go hang out with Gino.
Yeah, very good. Just sitting down here in the basement watching a video of some guy. He wheeled in a 1969 Camaro with a six-cylinder in it. And he's just checking for spark right now. Changed the oil, pulled the plugs, cranked her over a little bit. Now he's checking for spark.
Yes, Mike's just garage.
No. Puddin's Fab Shop.
Copy.
Car's been sitting for 30 years.
The pistons are probably stuck to the sidewalls. You know, it's going to have some top end noises.
Nope, you pulled the spark plug, stuck the little camera in there. You can still see cross hashes in the cylinder walls. One of them's got a scored scratch in it. But the piston wall or the cylinder walls were real good and clean. A little bit of carbon on the top. So, but there was rumor that it may have had an engine swap at some point. So, don't know.
Yep, it's copy. Yeah, the only inline six I ever had in a vehicle was the AMC 258 and a 1990 Jeep Wrangler Islander edition.
Never had a Wrangler. I like them. I just don't know that I would want to drive one because when I drive, many times when I'm steering, I palm the steering wheel and my fingers hit the windshield when I palm the steering wheel. For that, I don't care for that. There's a lot of cars. I mean, how Cheryl's got that little Jeep Liberty, and, you know, her windshield is pretty close. Not as close as it is on a Wrangler, but anytime the windshield's too close to the steering wheel, I don't care for it.
Yeah, it was fun to drive, except for the fact that, you know, it had the Ford syrup spark system in it. That was always problematic every winter.
What did it have in it?
Ford Duraspark system that, you know, Ford got rid of, and AMC decided that they would just, you know, buy it off Ford and slap it in their vehicles and save money. And every time it gets damp out, you know, it would always prone to fail, or the ignition module would always overheat.
Well, I remember when AMC was kind of like, it was an almost made car. You know, they would just buy parts from anybody who they got parts cheap from and slap them in there.
But this Jeep was, man, a Chrysler Transmission, Ford rear end, a GM steering column, a GM, alternator, a Ford ignition system. It was hodgepodge.
That's kind of the way international trucks are. They buy whatever parts they can and they slap them together.
That's how the Scout was. If I remember right, the Scout 2, they had a Nissan diesel in it.
Yeah, a lot of them were like that. So, yeah, well. Well, I got a ways to go on this video. I want to get back to watching this video. Just thought I'd say hey.
Catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
All right, Mike, we'll catch you later. We are UZ935.
WRNW 329, monitoring.
Time there, 10, WRWB at 49.
How's it going? Looks like the snow didn't stop. Hopefully it don't freeze up. I'm already on the road.
I'm up over here at 23 mile and 94. I mean, everything looks pretty good this way.
I'm headed towards downtown on my gross back. It's wet, but I guess we're at 35 degrees, so it might have been safe, but who knows by morning. I never watched the weather, but everything's good, just out here moving around.
Right, yep, yeah, just nosing my way west here on 94, and everything looks pretty clear.
Yeah, that's good. It's been pretty quiet on here, I guess, for a little bit. I haven't heard anybody out there. So yeah, I keyed up again and see who's out there. But there's always somebody listening.
You have this thing on, you know, all the time in the car, so. And I always, you know, carry HT with me and I listen when I'm at work.
Copy that. Diesel fuel, and they have death fuel on the pump. It's really complicated. You couldn't let me pay for the death and the diesel. It'll pay separate. So I pump the diesel, pay them for that, go back in, pay them for the death. But the pump don't work. And now he's like, oh, I can't give you the money back, and I take 24 hours for it to return. It's ridiculous.
That happened to me once, not with the diesel, but, you know, just with regular gas. I was pissed. Yeah, you got that DEF fluid. Oh, man. You know, I hate these newer diesel engines. You know, they're not simplified like, say, like a 6.2-liter Detroit diesel.
It's got so many modules and stuff on it. I thought about getting modified. About $3,000 to modify it. They had to open it right up, wide open in.
Long run, it'd probably save your engine from catastrophic failure, you know, with all the carbon buildup.
I'm here, and I had it for about 3 years now. That's a 3500 single. I don't have a dually. This thing got lots of power, but it lags when you're driving around normally. Kind of shifts funny, but I think if I open it up, all that'll go away.
My brother-in-law's got a 1983 GMC Suburban with a 6.2-liter Detroit diesel in it. It only has about maybe close to 500,000 or just a little over 500,000 miles on it. It still runs like it's brand new.
Yeah, it's like mine's at 2018. I'm trying to keep it all original, I guess, but I don't know if I'm going to keep the truck. Yeah, I tow a lot of big trailers and stuff. I plan on keeping it, so it might be an option to look at. Get that taken care of and all that stuff, death stuff will go away.
Roger.
They're not too cheap either. You take diesel, take it to a diesel mechanic, it's crazy.
Imagine.
You all done work now? You work till 7 this evening?
Done now for the day. Just gonna go head off, you know, some buddies of mine before I go home tonight. Hang out there for a minute. He had some HT he was working on.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Alright, I'll help you out there a little later. Give me a shout. I'll be out on the move for a little bit. Maybe I'll catch you in a little while.
Well, we'll talk at you later. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by.
Okay, catch you a little later. WRNW 329 is clear for now. WIUU 850, WIUG 88, copy.
WSCU 202, good evening. Back, Dave. Let me throw that phone.
I'll try to get down a little bit later, see what's happening there. WSSV 793, quiet.
Yeah, no, Dave, somebody's throwing dead keys out here. Call me on the phone.
Good to hear you, Dave.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WSIP 284, this is WSEP 257, are you out there? Nothing heard from WSIP 284, this is WSEP 257.
Yeah, call.
WSDU 202 and we're monitoring. Good to hear you out here, man. Yeah, right to that, man.
WSIE 375, monitoring for Clinton Township. WSIE 375, monitoring from Clinton Township.
Whatever. Yeah, Clinton Township, WSIE.
We're waving from Roseville.
Came through a little choppy, sir. Unfortunately, it sounds like somebody's stepping on us, playing games with the radio.
WSU 202, and we're clear.